Dictation for Sean McDuffie, SEANMCDUFFIE. Date of birth 5/17/1989. Date of accident 4/21/2022. The date of service is 9/28/2022. Mr. Sean McDuffie is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was involved in a rear-ending accident while he was a rear passenger on the right. The impact of this accident caused him headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, ringing in the ear. He passed out at the time of accident, lack of focus, fearful of the event, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, and were associated with pain symptoms of pain in the neck and across the shoulder and lower back, and also numbness and tingling of all the fingers, both sides, associated with some chest pain. Now, the patient was seen at Providence Hospital where x-rays, CT scan of the brain and CT scan of the neck were done and were found normal, and the patient was sent home on medications. And then he has seen some therapy prior to coming here, and some physician also for medications. He was referred to us by his attorney, law firm, to provide medical care. The patient has been complaining of severe pain in the neck, across the both shoulders and lower back, between 7 and 9, without any radiation of the pain to the buttocks or to the fingers or toes. ADLs are affected 6 to 10, and patient report that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. In the system review, patient reports, in the relief of pain, overall patient reports 40% improvement in the pain because of various therapies, medications, physical therapy, etc. In the system review, patient suffers from headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, nightmares, loss of memory, poor grades at work. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion. Also has a pain in the neck and the lower back. No difficulty walking and no numbness, tingling of the arm or legs, or radiation of pain is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urinary frequency or painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. None of them. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, slightly worsened currently. And patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and the substance abuse. Patient reports utilizing marijuana for the pain relief. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 136/89, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 8/26/2022. Patient number is 0827-095. The plan is that patient is now not complaining of any radiation or pain to the left arm with the involvement of second, third, and fourth fingers. I think it has all gone better. His range of motion of the both shoulders is also improved to 150 degrees. And the motor deficit is not there. Motor power is normal. And carpal tunnel tests are negative. And pain in the neck and the lower back does continue. So that's to the physical examination, the same from previous visit. 2022, dictation number 0827-095. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week for neck and the lower back, and with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. And patient is already working, so no disabilities are at. Patient underwent a neuropsych evaluation on 7-11-2022 for neuropsych injuries. And it reports that he has no impairment in mental status or mental health or cognitive availability, abilities. He has a acute stress syndrome and TBI with the possible loss of consciousness. And patient is mildly disabled only. And they recommended a neurology consultation, case management services, and pain management consultation. The patient is provided with the medications that are as follows. Meloxicam, 15 milligram daily. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day. Tylenol codeine for pain, 30 tablets, one pill a day in the morning. The patients have been told to continue with physical therapy, psychotherapy, neurology consult, case management, and also visit for pain management on a regular basis. MRIs were reviewed with the patient. A bulging disc at L4, L5, S1 is present. Possible sacroiliac joint involvement. Patient has been advised if the pain is not better, he can consider for getting an injection to the lower back. Otherwise, just simple therapy, soaking in a warm water every day twice with back exercise, is all is needed. Thank you.